Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right. This is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange, and from the bottom of the deck, we just heard Rockin' Ron and his Rebels with Cutting Out. The Monzels and Sharkskin, the Redcoats, if the Redcoats are coming. Freddie Countryman with Back Up and Push. And the Breakers with Superjet Rumble. Anyway, what's going on today? What do we got? We got some voodoo and pigs. And the usual junk, a vibe report. Maybe we'll do a vom set, maybe not. Il Bruce is en route to Deutschland, but we got Guad here on the Met scene. And the Dents there at the news desk. Nice weather out there, huh?
Great.
If you're a duck.
Great for baseball.
I had to bring back the duck call. Anyways, we got some new turntables here, although the headphones and the seat are broken. I put this all together. Some fat person stretched the headphones to like fat head size and broke the back of the seat by leaning back. What obese DJs do we have at this station we can blame this on? I don't even know what any of these people look like. The new schedule's up. We'll find the fattest one and kill him. But the turntable's brand new, and we're going to break them in at 45 RPMs, as I'm sure they have not been played yet. And we'll go right back into it, because the chill is on.
Thank you.
bigger man than me. Well, now look, those don't be a bigger man than me. This is a hit!
listen to the sounds of hell.
This is the Hound. This is FMU East Orange. That was Sammy Price, who's celebrating his 80th birthday this week.
Yeah.
We're going to give him the Caveman and the Spaceship Award for this week because hasn't been any good crimes. We don't can't give it to a child molester or Mitch Green or Reverend Al Sharpton. So, yeah, Sam Price spent the last 80 years as a human being, 65 of them pounding on the piano looking for that ultimate rib joint. And, yeah, he definitely
started in 1929.
Right.
With everybody who was
pounding on that piano. Everybody from Mickey Baker to Charlie Christian. And he's still
Lyman
out there.
Lyman Jefferson around town.
Yeah, that's what he claims.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
There you go.
We should have brought out the tape of Sammy on the show. I didn't even think about
it. Yeah, I should have reminded you.
He was out here stomping some piano last year.
Big Sammy Price birthday thing.
We also heard Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds with My Babe. Billy Boy Arnold with No, No, No. Jackie Day with Little Joe. We open up with Big Joe Turner, and the chill is on. Anyway, we got a sports emergency flash from the sports desk. Quad, tell us about the sandpaper and the glove.
Okay, we'll go back to the eighth inning. The Dodgers scored one run, went ahead 4-3, and they brought Jay Howell in to pitch, the Dodgers did. And Jay Howell, if you remember, is the pitcher that Cone said pitched like a high school player, which cost him his Daily News correspondence. David Cones, and apparently on his first pitch, he was touching the glove or something. The ump went out there and found sandpaper in the glove. And
he was suspended for 10 games.
Immediately thrown out. Tommy Lasorda came out, appealed to the National League president, Bart Giamatti. He came on the field.
Who?
Bart Giamatti.
Sandpaper in the glove, that's pretty drastic.
Yeah.
right then and there.
Yep. They carried him off the field, folks. Anyway, from the news desk, going right to the Elvis desk, as we always do first, the Ebelus news of the week has to be Lisa Marie Presley, age 20, tied the knot. Jeez, Dan, I thought you were going to marry Lisa Marie. This means I may have to work a few more years.
Like all women I get involved with, she said she was going to do some things.
The only child of Elvis Presley married musician Danny Kalk. Who's he? What do you think? You think he's like the bass player in Poison or something? In a private ceremony Monday at, get this, the Church of Scientology in Hollywood. Can you imagine what a horrible place to be married? Her mom, Priscilla, was present, said publicist Paul Block, I'm thrilled for Lisa Marie. Danny is a great guy, and I couldn't be happier for the two of them. Lisa Marie is the only heir to the king who died in 77. He will his will provides she will inherit $50 million when she turns 25. I bet he's happy. The only other big Elvis news of the week is the headline on the Post headline on the obituary for Generoso Pope Jr., the owner of the National Enquirer, who died of a heart attack in Florida on Monday. He was 61 years old, and the Post headline said, National Enquirer owner goes to meet with Elvis. Oh, those cards at the Post.
I got to start reading the Post again.
Yeah, the Times is...
I've been reading the Times, and I'm just
depressing.
Like, yeah, it really is. It really
stupid.
Is.
Oh, we'll do a little more news, and we'll get back into it. From the Mitch Green desk, he's getting right up there. We've been alternating the James Brown desk with the Mitch Green desk, because they've been getting in trouble every week. They're both obviously dusted out of their minds. Mitch Green busted on drive rap. Heavyweight boxer Mitch Green was arrested yesterday for the third time in 2 weeks. Green, 31, also had his driver's license suspended for the 54th time. Boy, that's pretty close to getting the Caveman in a Spaceship Award. We'll give him the Caveman in a Pontiac Award.
Honorary mention there.
Yeah, early yesterday, two housing cops found Green incoherent and babbling in the front seat of his Lincoln Continental in the South Jamaica section of Queens. He crashed into a parked car and was too drunk to move. They didn't know who he was when they approached the car, but they smelled alcohol. The smell of alcohol was incredible, said officers. Now, this isn't all that interesting of a story, but the follow-up story from Tuesday is very interesting. Why Mitch Green still gets green light. Embarrassed state officials said yesterday there's little they can do to prevent boxer Mitch Green from driving illegally, even though his license has been suspended 54 times. Meanwhile, officials have disclosed that when Green was picked up on the latest batch of traffic tickets in Queens, he had been using the powerful mind-altering drug PCP, also known as angel dust. All we can do is suspend or revoke his license. But some people, apparently, like Mr. Green, don't care what the DMV says. The ultimate authority for getting Green out from behind the driver's seat is with the courts and the police. Only they keep him. Here's his driving rap sheet. It goes back to his license was revoked in November of 83, January 86, October 86, October 87, and again in September of 1980. Boy, he's got. Accidents, convictions. He's convicted three times of driving while using drugs. He's caused 6 personal injuries.
Does he keep getting a license again, or he just keeps driving?
No, he's been driving without a license. And you really have to kill somebody to do time in New York, especially if you have enough money for a lawyer, as I imagine Mitch does.
Mitch.
Anyway. We got any?
Oh, did you? Actually, one of the news channels had footage of him being brought into the station house. Did you see that?
Which one was that? I've seen it a few times.
Maybe Channel 5 or something.
What was he doing? This
is when he was like, you know, dusted or drunk, or when the incredible smell of alcohol that time.
I didn't see that.
Oh, it was pretty amazing. He was kind of stumbling around.
Anyway,
did his face heal yet?
Yeah.
No.
Il Bruce being away, I'll have to take over for the booze desk here. They're high but dry over new booze. The Jack Daniel Distillery has unveiled its first new label in more than a century, but none of the 1,000 guests on hand to celebrate tasted the premium. Sometimes the Post doesn't make sense. I'm just reading this straight.
Dan Quayle write this?
Yeah.
Please?
We'll get to the Quayle desk later.
Yeah.
None of the 1,000 guests could taste the whiskey because the ceremony was held in Lynchburg, Tennessee, the home of Jack Daniel's. It's a dry county. It's an 80-proof sour mash meant to compete with premium whiskey such as Chivas Regal. I never liked Jack Daniel's. I never liked sour mash whiskey. In fact, my stomach still thanks me for when I switched
bad
to vodka.
Bad hangover. Very bad.
Anyway, this is all very fascinating to you folks, I'm sure. But let's get back to some more music. And what do we got queued up? Chuck Rene and Come Back, Baby.
When I woke up this morning, I was a little too blue.
J radio show. All I was calling about is seeing if you'd play my record on your show.
Comes on like Godzilla.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
George Barbecue.
the moon. I got this feeling way down deep. Can I give music out of rock with the beat? Hey, 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 hey. The doctor called, she thought I was sick. The first thing he did was check my heart tick. It wasn't very long before he was through. I had a rockin' pneumonia and a boogie woogie to a head. Well, my fever was running to 108, and I was melting ice cubes by the crate. He told my mama a case was sad, the worst case of rhythm that he ever had. Hey. And that would be my cue. Well, that's exactly what she done. Now my troubles are over and I'm having lots of fun. Hey, 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 hey.
Thinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with adjustable Gillette. Yeah, you, because, well, whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and the angle set that's tailored for your chin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette lather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen to this, because it ain't no jive. That Gillette adjustable's $1.95 in cool shaving comfort. You'll find it gives you more. Pick one up tomorrow at your local Wavy store.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is FMU. The starring show is From the Bottom of the Deck. Arbus Hargle with Roadhouse Rock. Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm with Hey Hey. Johnny Powers with Honey Let's Go. Roscoe Gordon with Chicken in the Rough. We open up with Chuck Renee and Come Back, Baby. Anyway, what's the sports update there, Denois?
Guad's in the
phone.
Other room.
Guad's on the phone.
Oh, okay. Mookie Wilson, what's
here he comes.
Okay, we have bases loaded. The bottom of the eighth inning, Keith Hernandez is coming up.
Well, I thought he pulled a hamstring.
No, he's back in. It's a miracle.
They shot him up with some cortisone and
but anyway, they brought Jesse Orozco in, the former Met, to pitch to Mookie Wilson, and he lined a single. And then Orozco hit the next batter on the first pitch he pitched, and so now they have bases loaded, and Hernandez is up, and that's where it stands.
Man, 5-4 Mets.
We'll keep you posted, folks. We have things to announce. Boy, there's very little to announce. There's just nothing to do in New York anymore because the real estate shysters have shoved everybody out.
If
you got anything to announce, folks, 201-266-7900. At the Strip, the Talisman and the Projectiles are playing. That's 14th and 7th. The Sender is Monday at Continental Divide, which is that restaurant where Frida's Disco used to be, the transvestite bar on the Bowery. And Barron's Whitfield will be at Big Kahuna's Thursday, and that's all I could think of. There might still be tickets for Dylan next Sunday at Radio City. We got one more from the Eblis desk. Elvis sightings in Seattle come Halloween, much to his mother's dismay. Carl Becky, the chief owner of the Green Lake Grill in Seattle, has come to the conclusion he is adopted. Carl thinks he's Elvis's love child, says his mother. He's threatening to write a book. This fixation on the King of Rock and Roll is nothing new for Mr. Becky, who is 35 years old. On his first day of school, he ran into his first grade classroom, slid to a stop on one knee, and charmed his teacher by belting out, "You are nothing but a hound. You ain't nothing but a hound dog." He was nearly sent home. So long-standing is his affection for Elvis Presley that one wonders which came first, his I Love Elvis bumper sticker or the white-on-white 1973 Caddy Eldorado convertible to which said bumper sticker is attached. And then comes the question of the $6 cocktail Mr. Beckley serves called the Burning Love after the Elvis hit of the same name. Mr. Becky serves near-frozen pepper-flavored Stoli vodka poured into a shot glass embezzled with Elvis's puss. Margaret Morse, the mother of Mr. Beckley's bartender, Binky Morse, lives close enough to Graceland in Memphis to buy cases of the official Elvis shot glasses, which she ships back to Seattle. The cocktail glass is included in the price of the drink. Mr. Becky has trouble keeping up the demand. On Halloween, they're going to give away a free Burning Love cocktail to anyone appearing at the Green Lake Grill dressed as Elvis. I sincerely hope, Mr. Becky said, that at some point in the evening I see every period of Elvis's life, from rockabilly truck driver to the bitter end, lined up at the bar. There you go, folks.
Seawash.
Yeah. Anyway, if we got any more news.
Well, you got some stories.
I got my favorite one here coming from the Time.
Go ahead.
Bloomsbury, Pennsylvania, where apparently Roscoe played.
Roscoe will be calling. Bloomsburg. He may actually call us from there.
Really? I don't know if he had anything quite to do with this. 20 are trapped in a broken roller coaster. A roller coaster ride screeched to a halt in the middle of a loop at a fair here, trapping 20 people upside down 50 feet in the air for more than an hour. They just hung there for 1 hour. 12 people were treated at hospitals for dizziness and other minor injuries. A state official said that the failure had been caused by a broken coupling. The ride, Super Loops, had been passed by state inspectors the day before. The cars ride inside a single large vehicle loop pulled by a flexible inner loop, Mr. Cashin said. He's the inspector. The broken coupling attached the car to the inner loop. Passengers are held in their seats by lap and safety bars, and a safety cage runs the length of the train. So, thank goodness for that.
They couldn't fall out then.
No, they just hung there. They were strapped in.
Hey, you got the story about them changing the name of the swamp?
Right out there on the news desk.
That's the only other good news story of that ilk. We'll get to the political scene a little bit later.
Yeah, later on.
We'll bum everybody out.
Still working on
then we'll
that
do a
one.
Voodoo hangover and cheer everyone up. Maybe.
Here we go. What are we looking for here?
It's from the Daily News.
In the meantime,
In the meantime,
Marietta, Georgia. Sam Ketchum seems more puzzled than hurt when he talks about being ousted from Lenox Square, the stylish Atlanta shopping mall, where he had performed as an organ grinder with a monkey for 3 decades.
Yeah, my brother lives right near there.
They kicked him out.
Evil Atlanta.
They told him he couldn't. The guy said, having an organ grinder in the middle of the center was not in keeping with the caliber of stores. We want to protect the upscale image.
Right. And
so the guy's gone.
Monkey crap doesn't make it in the malls these days, folks.
His monkey's 39 years old.
Mm.
Poor guy.
What kind of monkey, did they say?
No. Willie. Wearing a flowered suit.
What kind of monkey? Willie.
Wearing a flowered suit and a cowboy hat.
You know,
hat.
Somebody's going to take that the wrong way, and we're going to be in all kinds of trouble. Which brings us to our next story. We embarrassed at least some local residents and an angered Governor Cuomo, who told state agencies to immediately stop using the name. The Post learned of this designation from a September 14th State Environmental Conservation Department memorandum saying the pheasants would be released for hunting in Nigger Marsh. State officials asked why they used the name, cited the latest U.S. Geological Survey maps of Putnam, which formally designated the location, that name. All 504 townspeople are white, how did it get named? The name dates back to the 1830s when a black barge worker suffering from smallpox was put ashore to die in the swamp. Historians say a black man named Prince Taylor, who was known at the time as the Black Prince, was a patriot in the American Revolution and later helped lay out some of Putnam's earliest roads in the area. That's who.
After he died?
Before he died. They left him there on the raft to die.
Oh, okay. Got
because
it.
He had smallpox, which are contagious.
Got it.
Got it, Den?
Yeah, I'm there. Yes. I'm with you, Hound.
Yeah.
All the way.
Den.
How about that
Den
Cecil?
Denois, Polish lightning, folks.
How about that Cecil Mason?
Oh, do we have to do that?
Well, just the fact that his name is Cecil, and you know, he's applied for a real estate license. That's all.
No, that's not Cecil Putnam. That's Vernon Mason who applied for a real estate license.
No, it's Cecil Mason.
That's his real
name. Vernon Mason.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other guy, the child molester.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Yeah,
I agree with
that.
We don't want to mess with that.
Vernon Mason. His real name is Cecil.
Yeah. And you can soon have real estate dealings with him.
Would you buy a condo from him?
401 Broadway, you know, see Vernon Mason Realty Company. Maybe I'll go there. I need an apartment.
How about that, Tawana Brawley? But it's interesting. This wasn't in any of the Times coverage, but it was in Newsday today. One of the two black jurors on the grand jury did not agree with their findings.
Well, he sat on the fence. He sort of like didn't agree. He didn't sign it, but he didn't like cast a no vote.
Do you realize right now we can kidnap Tawana Brawley and rub feces all over her and no one would believe us? Believe her? If we find Elvis, we can make a snuff movie and get away with that, too.
Better ideas for
better living, folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, we better play some more records before I get in real trouble. Wop-Doo Day,
whoa!
FMU East Orange.
Wop-Doo Day, oh, my girl. Oh, Wop-Doo Day, oh, my girl. Boo-dow. Boo-day. Wop-Doo Day, oh, my girl. I'm off the train, I met a real dame. She was a hipster and a gone dame. She was pretty from New York City. And she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heave and ho. And I just couldn't let her go. So get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and ho. And I just couldn't let her go. Yes, the train kept rolling.
fine, Jack. I couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman. Get along. Better be on your way. Get along, sweet little woman. Get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a hoe. And I sure couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Oh, the train kept rolling
all night.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Well, I done had my dance rodeo. Baby, I'm through with you. Oh, you done gone, broke my heart. Left me feeling blue. Go on your way, gonna start today, you and me are through. Rock, 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 rock. Too long now, I'm changing that around. Better than your joke, watch me smoke. Naughty, I'm coming unwell. Rock, 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 rock,
talking and begin your walk and we'll start a brand new day.
Brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day. Chicken and dumpling, and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be on eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at...
Beat that drum, boy. Whoa! You know you got. That's what I'm talking about.
Hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I go just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on Royal Crown Hairdressing. Even old Long Tall Sally uses it. And you know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that Royal Crown look, cause man, huh, she's got it.
Keep a knocking, but they can't come in. Keep a knocking, but they can't come in. Keep a knocking, but they can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Woo! You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You drink a gin and you can't come in. You drink a gin and you can't come in. You drink a gin and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You drink a gin and you can't come in. Drink a gin and you can't come in. I'm drinking gin and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again.
This is a hit!
Thank you. couldn't let her go. Get along. Well, I just couldn't let her go. Get along. We can get along and get along. Every young boy jump away with me. Get along.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Voy a llevar mi chamaca y rock and rollar, pues yo quiero estar con ella toda. Te dijeron ya,
hago un rock and roll esta noche.
Nos vemos al ratito allá en el salón, ponte pantalones pues vamos a volar. Trae a tus amigos y amigas también, ya verás que todos ellos la van a gozar. Te dijeron ya,
hago un rock and roll esta noche.
Te dijeron ya, ay, bueno, no, no, esta noche. Voy a llevar mi chamaca y rock and rollar, pues yo quiero estar con ella. Te dijeron ya,
ay, bueno, rock and roll esta noche.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, boss. Margaret Moore. Hey, hey, Guad. That you got to put on record and play.
Ah, I'm new at this.
Kids today.
I'm learning the ropes.
Anyway, from the bottom of the deck, Los Teen Tops with Good Rockin' Tonight. However that's pronounced, in Español. Thank you, Denois. Polish Lightning on the case, folks. The Johnny Burdick Trio with Train Kept a Rollin', Little Richard would keep a knocking. Lightning Hopkins, and they wonder who I am. Jess Hoofer with a Raw Deal. And we open up with Tiny Bradshaw and Train Kept a Rollin'. All the way to Johnny Burdick's house. Anyway, this is WFMU, East Orange. What else is going on here?
Mets.
Things to announce. The Mets are the
one.
It's over. 8-4. Anyway, so much for the National League. But what up with this baseball at noon? Scheduling,
hey, college
scheduling,
football, man.
Yeah, scheduling
that's
the baseball
precedent.
Playoffs around college football. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's stupid. That's because this country is run by evil Republicans who are all football fans. There's a sports fan hierarchy. You know, there's like, I would definitely say boxing fans are kind of the coolest, followed by baseball fans. Then you have like real old-time roller derby professional wrestling type fans, basketball fans. At the very bottom of that, I'd put hockey fans. They're all white guys in suits. But barely above hockey fans, you got to put football fans because they're all like the Reagan-Nixonite kind of like.
Bash them.
Vince Lombardi, Dallas cretins. I hate them.
Fraternity kind of guys?
Yeah.
Tom Landry.
Frat party pukers. Bunch of geeks. So they schedule the baseball players. And what time is the game on in L.A.? 9 in the morning?
Yeah, 9 in the morning it started in L.A.
That's insanity. The whole country is run by idiots. Everything sucks, and it's our fault. No, you know what? We'll modify that. It's my fault. Hey, I did it.
Two days to register to vote.
Yep.
The last 2 days to really do it.
I'm just going to write in again. Any pig will do. Well, we can get through it. We can get to the little political scenes.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, I watched the vice presidential debate. I've never had my intelligence so insulted that they can run this completely vapid, fathead geek quail for vice president. I mean, he really reminded me of every teacher, every stupid cop, every creepy, like, army recruiting officer I've ever hated in my life, every young Republican.
Every bad television personality.
Every guy in high school who threatened to tell on you for something.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we got all this quail news.
He has blonde hair.
First off, first and most scariest, and this is from Liz Smith's column, the only reporter really on the quail case.
Oh, no, actually, I got a lot of quail stuff here.
No, but check this out. Shut up! I'm talking. Yep. Go suck your snot. This is important. It seems that nobody has covered quail's religious life here, except this little item that came out in the Courier Journal in Louisville, Kentucky, which Liz Smith picked up on and wrote about in the Daily News. It seems that Marilyn Quail and her family and Quail's mom and Quail and all these people, they're into following this controversial fundamentalist guru, Colonel Robert Thyme Jr. And what kind of religious leader is going to go around with a colonel in front of their name anyway, folks? He's a Baptist preacher described as dispensational premillennialist.
What?
Premillennialist. Anyway, he teaches a brand new religion that emphasizes events surrounding the Armageddon and the second coming of Christ. He has been described as eccentric but comprehensive and far to the right of Jerry Falwell.
Good.
Times, his church in Houston has 2,000 members, but over 30,000 people subscribe to his tape sermons. And Quail's parents listen to these tapes.
No, it's his wife's parents, right?
No, and Quail's parents.
Oh, really?
Both of them, yeah.
Oh, they're also members of the John Birch Society?
Right. And
they met at one of these dances.
She goes on to cite some of the pastor's unorthodox interpretations of the Bible and his attacks on liberals, labor unions, welfare recipients, feminists, and homosexuals. He describes America as a mobocracy. And he describes, how does this go? The U.S. is a mobocracy, which is influenced by satanic propaganda and creeping socialism. Creeping socialism, where do you see that? And then there's, another thing. This is a Dateline Omaha. Is Quail a child of the 60s? Is he a former flower child, a secret hippie? Just because he lived at Deke House in DePaul, at DePaul University, just because he plays golf almost daily and keeps his hair boyishly short and joined the College Republicans, does it mean he was, well, folks, a square? Well, they asked him, but you know, they asked him about their favorite books. He came up with a book about Richard Nixon and,
written by Richard Nixon.
Written by Richard Nixon. That's who he's going to look for American policy. And also,
who Barry Goldwater called
the biggest liar he's ever met.
Yeah.
And there's also, he read Nicholas and Alexandria.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a second. Now, if he read that book, whose side was he taking if that book influenced his thinking?
The czar's side.
He was sympathetic to the czar. Obviously, he wasn't going to stick up for the Bolsheviks. What a cretin. Anyway, so it turns out they dug up his college roommate. He's a Jimi Hendrix fan. Said in the 60s he liked Hendrix and the Supremes. Yep, folks.
Pop music.
I can just see him grooving the Hendrix's version of the Star Spangled Banner. So anyway, they went after Lloyd Benson and asked him who his favorites are. And he came up with Buddy Holly. Right? And they said, and one cynical reporter said, sure, you know, name one Buddy Holly song. And he said, well, him and his life just love Peggy Sue. And that set up the reporters. So there you go.
My vote.
You can vote for a Hendrix fan or you can vote for a Buddy Holly fan. And make your choice. Speaking of baiting labor unions, here's an interesting article. The Army drops cult as M16 rifle maker. Now, this probably doesn't matter to you who makes the Army's M16s, whether it's cult or somebody else. But what they did was that they gave the contract to FN Manufacturing Incorporated of Columbia, South Carolina. Now, here's a good example of how the government gets politically involved in union breaking. The reason why they dropped the cult people who've been making these M16s since they've been making M16s and they've been making guns for the Army since the Civil War is because they've been having a lot of union trouble up there at their plant in Connecticut. And the U.S. government is involved in union breaking, so they're moving. So they gave the contract to a place in South Carolina, which, as you know, like all states in the South, has what they call right-to-work laws, but they actually are right-to-starve laws. It means you can't have a closed union shop, so there are no unions anywhere in the South, and that's what the government likes. So, you know, write your congressman and tell them you want your boys in green carrying Colts when they go out there and shoot down airliners.
Shoot down the creeping socialists.
Yep.
They're creeping. Look out.
This quail guy, I mean, what a vapid little idiot. And there's one more little item here from
I got
Mr. Georgie Bush.
Yeah, I got a Georgie.
Bush boasts of turnaround from Easy Rider Society.
He said this
in Fort Worth. Vice President boasted that the Reagan administration has turned around the permissive philosophy of the 60s and 70s. I think AIDS and crack had something to do with that too, buddy. They should take credit for AIDS. They probably did invent it in a laboratory. Some young people in college today probably don't believe this, but people used to talk like those movies of the 60s. They thought drugs were cool and be advised to do your own thing. Well, if someone said that to you today, you'd probably think they got lost in a time warp in one of the original runs of Star Trek. This is an exact quote from the guy. He said he would organize an all-out war on street gangs. Come on. Yeah.
Do you see this? There's a quote. Clint Eastwood's answer to violent crime is go ahead and make my day. He added, my opponent's answer is slightly different. His motto is go ahead, have a nice weekend.
Well, I think that's a much more reasonable attitude. I'd rather have a nice weekend than get shot by one of these cretins. Which brings us to one last little political note, folks. This omnibus drug act in Congress, very scary. The Attorney General, and think about this, because right now our Attorney General is Edwin Meese,
perhaps
the most corrupt little sleaze in American politics today, and that's saying a lot.
Transparent.
Allowing the Attorney General to impose a fine of up to $10,000 of anyone convicted of any drug offense, regardless of the substance or the local penalties, and that's without a court, that's without a trial hearing. Threatening states with loss of transportation funds unless they institute random testing of applicants for driver's licenses, unless they agree to suspend the license of anyone convicted of a drug offense. Is somebody at the door, Guad? Can you handle that?
And they're talking about less government?
Yeah. Denying a broad range of federal benefits from public housing to student loans, even home mortgage loans to those found guilty of using drugs. And this is any drug. This is one joint, folks.
Overriding local laws.
Get this. Revoking the user's passport and returning it with a permanent stamp indicating the bearer is a drug offender. Permitting job discrimination against drug users, coercing employers into mandatory testing, even physical searches of workers, suspending all collective bargaining agreements that restrict or prohibit testing, weakening the exclusionary rule which forbids the use of illegally obtained evidence in a court case. This is in Congress right now. It flew through the House of Representatives and will probably fly through the Senate because it's an election year. Not that they're ever going to get the money together to do this thing unless they tax us through our ears.
Well, just, but, the thing is they can, you know, if they want.
Anyway. The FBI was at the door. They want to talk to you when you go off mic.
Yeah.
CIA.
Anyway, let's spin a record until we got a few minutes till the Vibe Report. Send this one out to Mike Tyson, also in the news this week. Nice cue there, eh, Hound?
This is a hit!
Till the broad daylight, but I can hold you, my darling, 24 hours of the day.
You sure is fine. That's what Dr. Ross said.
if I can tell you, I want you for myself. Look for here, baby, how can you so fine? Throw your arms around me, honey, please don't mind. I can tell you, I want you for myself. Yeah, baby, you sure is fun. Sometime I wonder how to use the fine. If you would only. I know you, I want you for myself.
You know what that means, folks. That means it's time for the State of the Vibe Report. Roscoe!
Yo!
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 Aloha! Where are you?
I'm in Buffalo.
Buffalo?
We're doing a rock concert thing.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, we're out here with the Benatars. The food's been good all week.
Excellent.
The first day was Mexican chicken mole. And the second day was chicken tits.
These are the catered rock star meals?
Yeah. Then the third day, we took off and ate. And the fourth day, let's see, I don't remember the fourth day.
That's because you took mushrooms on the third day.
It's kind of the way the vibes have been going.
Yes.
How's Indiana, Roscoe?
Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre spot.
Isn't it, though?
I think everyone there is totally confused about where they are. Are they in Indiana or Pennsylvania?
There you go.
I don't know. It's like the double first name thing. Throws everybody off.
Yeah.
They're coal miners there.
You know.
Anyway.
Oh, you know, I found out, though,
you know,
pot grows very well in soil near these coal growing areas.
Coal growing areas?
Or coal mining. Pot growing.
Pot growing coal mining areas.
So I do have a vibe report.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, everyone knows, and you know, that, you know, somehow in their life they're getting touched by it, you know, this ridiculous Reagan era that's about to turn into the Bush era.
No.
But which is a very scary thought.
Terrifying.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks, Dan.
Frank's right here, the ultimate mall rebel and rock drum.
Rebel with a process.
Crazy man. I'm getting to the news. But first, I was watching Entertainment Tonight this week, and I saw a particularly distressing little blurb about famous New Jersey short guy Bon Govey.
Ah, yeah, Bon Govey.
Did you hear about this?
Nope.
He was at one of his gigs, and while he was playing the song, he saw a kid in the front smoking pot, you know, in an arena. He stopped the show, jumped in the audience, took the joint from the kid, and got back up and gave a lecture about how bad it is to use artificial stimulants of any type.
Well, he's just a mall Nazi.
Well, it's really bad. You know, these kids, these suburban kids, it's all they can do is, like, go out to, like, a big old basketball arena with 20,000 other little brats, and they can't even smoke pot, you know, so.
That's what he gets for spending his money on Bon Jovi tickets.
Yeah, Bon Govey.
Bon Govey.
But they don't even turn the lights down at these things. I do have a news item here.
Shoot.
This is from Tillambrook, Oregon, where 9 inmates who were supposed to be planting trees on a work detail have been cultivating marijuana and were arrested trying to smuggle 31 pounds of their crop into prison.
Into prison? 31 pounds. Well, that probably chills them out in prison.
The drugs were stuffed into two duffel bags that were found Tuesday in a vehicle returning from the inmates from a forest.
I think in Rikers Island they could use some pot. All they have up there is crack.
Yeah.
Well, they might get it.
They get all wired and start killing each other on hot days.
They said one prisoner tried to swallow his stash.
31 pounds
of it? To the general hospital where, for removal of marijuana lodged in his throat. that sounds like some industrious cons there.
Yeah, nice to see some people are fighting the Reagan era.
Yeah, even while they're locked up because of it.
Right.
Woo! I don't know.
See, even Roscoe is affected by all this political stuff, so you know it's getting bad.
Yeah,
Roscoe didn't even know who was president for last year.
When it starts affecting musicians, you know it's really bad. You know, ever since the 20s, they've just known that musicians were going to be high, but at least they know that they're leaving their town the next day, so they kind of let it go.
They sent Lester Young to jail for boiling down his cough syrup.
Yeah, I did find a new thing, though, and I tried them out today, and they seem to be working. There's this stuff called Excedrin PM.
You took it in the daytime?
Well, you take it in the daytime and wash a few of them down with a Coke, you know. It's kind of like that late 60s rumor that didn't really work, but it kind of worked. Took the edge off of my head.
Activated the mushrooms.
After I took these, I did stop screaming at Manny.
Roscoe, enemy of cuteness.
What? I can't hear because the Myron's out there banging on the drums.
Oh, we called you an enemy of cuteness.
And he's got a lot of drums.
Myron, I bet. Double bass kit.
So I guess, since I can't hear a thing that you guys are saying, I hope that you're having more fun than I am. And I'm just going to go out there and try to meet a girl that hasn't been with five other guitar players already.
Well, good luck,
Roscoe.
So, aloha to you dudes, and I'm still not drinking, and I'll be back on Monday with a beard.
Aloha.
Beard? Elvis?
He's going for the Kenny Rogers look.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Well, give our regards to Pat Benatar, Roscoe.
Okay, dude. Yeah, they were checking out your tape. They wanted to say hi to the Hound, but they got a sound check to do.
It's okay. That's quite all right.
Send me a greeting.
Yeah.
Here comes the tone.
Oh. Oh. Here we go, folks. The State of the Vibe Report. Roscoe is out touring weird parts of the country, opening for Pat Benatar.
Bloomsburg, PA. That's where the roller coaster thing happened. They played there.
Right.
Indiana. Anyway. My sister lives there.
We were gonna do our traditional number going into the bomb set, but I think what we really need right now is the Voodoo Hangover. Because, I mean, if you have a hangover in a day like today, you need Voodoo just to get over it. So we'll do the bomb set after that.
Yeah.
Yep, the Voodoo Hangover. We'll open up with J.B. Lenoir. 2 and 3.
You got something nobody don't know. You got the voodoo, 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 voodoo. Got the voodoo, voodoo, my team, the poor man, my.
I noticed you didn't applaud, yeah? I like to wish nothing bad on you because I know voodoo. A lot of you know that's why I don't march, because I know voodoo. I can mail mine in.
Just a woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming. He gonna be a son of a gun. He gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what it's all about. But you know I'm here. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got a John the Conqueror. I got to mess with you. I'm gonna make you good. Lead me by my hand. Then the world will know I'm a hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 days, on the 7 months, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck. And that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know.
We just finished sacrificing a young pig. That was our voodoo hangover set there with, ended it off with the Mudster, and that's an alternate take of Hoochie Coochie Man. Lots of mistakes in it. Albert Williams with Hoodoo Man, Sly Fox and the Hoodoo Safe, Screaming Jay Hawkins with the Whammy, the Chimes and Voodoo Woman, J.B. Lenoir opened it up with Voodoo Boogie. Another good party game. Smoke pot, listen to the J.B. Lenoir album on chess, and count how many times the drummer loses the beat. Anyway, oh yeah, before the Vibe Report, we heard our set there was Dr. Ross Numbers Boogie, Bobby Lee Trammell. You can just listen to his voice and know he was completely insane. He used to, like, climb radio station towers and demand they play his record and things like that. Billed himself as the first American Beatle. Before that, Earl Gaines, It's Love 24 Hours a Day, and we opened up with Ernie Cato and Mother-in-Law. That goes out to Mike Tyson,
Mike, you see, Robin sued him for a divorce today in the state of California. Very suspicious. You want to go through this, Dan?
Well, Juan actually had the inside information.
Well, I really don't understand law very well, but if you live in California, it's 50-50 no matter what. And
right,
you,
but they didn't really live in California except they bought a house there.
Right, they got a residency, and it's if you're there for 6 months, this law applies.
And it's exactly 6 months to almost to the day that she sued him.
Couple hours.
Boy, that's a one shrewd woman. You know, she married him because she really loved him.
That's what she says.
She said so on TV.
And how about that witch of a mother-in-law?
Marry into that family.
I tell you, you can be the
thing like that.
You can be the toughest guy in the world. You know, some woman comes along and shakes it the right way, and you're just a complete fool. It's happened to me thousands of times.
It keeps happening.
Yep.
Should know better.
Right.
Really,
anyway,
you could learn something after a while.
No, you know, you sort of think you learn something, and the next time it comes around, it's just a whole...
You're fooled again.
They come with a whole new angle.
Yeah, right. Sort of blindside you.
Yep. Anyway, what else is coming up? Oh, yeah. If you got a Dear Hound letter, you can just send it in on a postcard or mail it in. And I got the answer to all kinds of problems, and I won't even sell them. I'll give them to you. I don't care anymore. So just send them to Dear Hound, WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. That's area code. Care of Uppsala College, UPSALA. This is WFMU, East Orange, by the way. Legal ID time. Also, we're going to be doing the Hound's third anniversary is coming up. We're going to try to do a live remote dance party contest, and we'll let you know all about that. And the Hound's newsletter playlist, Raw Deal. If you want a copy of that, Raw Deal, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, you know, big enough, you know, sort of a biggish one, but not a huge one, and to the same address, Uppsala College, WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 07019. And we haven't been doing good on the requests lately, so you can mail, because people call in requests and I write them down, then I lose the piece of paper, but we lost all of last week's requests.
Yeah, mail them in, postcard.
We got some news there, Denois? You got anything?
I think Wad has some.
I got this. I was just reading kind of distressing piece of news.
John Wayne, the famous John Wayne's daughter, had her face smashed in. She was out jogging in California, Newport Beach, and some man followed her home and made his way into her place and took her head and was smashing it into the cement, saying, "You're messing with the wrong guy."
No, but wasn't she with?
Some man was in the house, another guy. He also beat him up too. He's incidental, I figure.
No. They were after.
No. They say that they are not sure who they were after. It was mistaken identity.
You guys get it together over at the
news.
This
story must have broke later or something. Ben's got more information than I have here.
All right, skip it. Let's get to the next one. It wasn't that good of a story anyway.
Really, where's the toad one?
Oh yeah, toads in Florida. Apparently are invading this old person's home. Many old people live in here, and there's literally billions of toads. It seems like the whole front lawn is moving, they say.
That's predicted in the book of Revelations.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They don't say that in this.
We're living in the final days, folks.
Yep.
Year 2000 is coming.
We're rocking to the end.
Locusts are next. Actually, some place in Africa recently had drought and then locusts and then floods.
Next goes as their firstborn, I believe is how it goes. You got any more news, or should we play some record?
Let's vomit.
Some vomology.
Let's vomit, man.
That's right. We'll do our usual vom set, you know, the unrestrained use of excessive volume. We'll kick it up with Iggy and the Stooges, like always. Say oh my and a boo-boo.
one and two. Oh my, and a boo-hoo. Well, it's 1969, okay. All across the USA. We'll be right back.
States.
You know, this is the hell. You like that, huh?
Switches. Yeah,
that's our, like that. Our same old usual vom set. There's just not that many things from the last 20 years I like. I really like that stuff, and that's it, you know. The Velvet Underground, White Light, White Heat, with a little added up of our own little echo. The Stones with Stop Breaking Down. Boy, that Keith Richard record really stinks.
Yeah,
I really wanted to like that, but in a way, it's sort of a relief. I never have to look forward to a new record again because there's never going to be a record I like. You know, just stuff that gets reissued or whatever. But I was sort of there was something in the back of my deadened brain that made me think that was going to be a good record. And of course, it sounded like it sounds just like the Mick Jagger record. It sounds like Sting in some places. Ugh. Anyway, also the Flamin' Groovies with Teenage Head, they went and got bad too. ZZ Top, Beer Drinkers and Hellraisers, and the Stooges with 1969, 20 years ago. Yep.
Yeah.
You guys got, I got some more news here.
There's tons of stuff. Tons of
yeah. Hate to keep harping on this Quail guy, but cheap shots are at easy targets is all we can come up with at this point in the day.
And he is an easy target.
He's an easy target. He's just a sitting duck for abuse. In fact, Vice President Bush's campaign manager discussed Quail the other day, struggling to explain several guffaws by him, including that he did not live in this century, quote. But he finally admitted that, well, Quail is, quote, unquote, no rocket scientist, reflecting concerns running throughout the Bush campaign about the Indiana senator's perceived limitations as a national candidate. How about doubts about his intelligence?
Well, this is good. From Philadelphia, classic confrontation for Quail at Penn. Quail, the shouts from enthusiastic law students at the University of Pennsylvania greeted the junior senator from Indiana as he walked with a grin past supporters in a Philadelphia hotel lobby. With not a heckler in sight, aides seemed especially pleased as a vice presidential candidate shook hands with the young Republicans. Then a youth standing in the front row shook Mr. Quail's hand and said in a slight voice, "You are such a weenie." The smile on the candidate's...
That's because he's not big enough to be at.
The smile on the candidate's face vanished. He looked tightly at the interloper. "Only someone who liked Michael Dukakis," he said, "would say something like that."
Oh.
Pretty snappy retort there.
He is quick-witted.
The crowd looked at the youth with disdain. Quail, moving on, the grin. So there you go.
There you go.
Philadelphia.
Weenie. You are no Jack Kennedy.
I take offense to that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, Guad, didn't you have
the
cheerleader notes. Get
the story I had done a while ago.
Guad is our cheerleader editor after that fine job of rounding up some Uppsala College.
The captain. It was the captain I got.
Yeah.
bragging. So this girl who was a teenager in Long Island hired somebody to kill her father. He shot her father, and he is now in jail. And the cheerleader and her boyfriend, who helped plot this crime, are getting married, and this is in the news now. And
who's going to give away the bride?
I think you should volunteer.
I would definitely.
I'll do it. Cheap.
We have volunteers.
Not free, but cheap. Anyway, is that it for the canoes?
Well, okay.
No, Den's got a tall little folder there.
Yeah, well, no, it's actually just one thing. This guy's like, this is Abroad at Home from the New York Times, Anthony Lewis. It's pretty good. He kind of nails the Quail thing down.
We're still on the Quail.
Well, this guy has it down. He's like, okay, what worries people was evident last night in the vice presidential debate. Senator Quail went to the end without a major gaffe, but there was a learned glibness in his performance. He asked for sympathy, but showed no charity. There is a shallowness and emptiness that people sense in Senator Quail. I think it relates both to his understanding of the world and to his life experience. Senator Quail has lived a life protected from hardship.
Do we need to be told all this?
He ghosted through college. He graduated despite failing to meet requirements under circumstances that he refuses to disclose. He got special treatment and admission to law school. He turned to his prominent family for help again and again. When the draft threatened him, he did what, quote, any normal person would do, as he explained. You call home to mother and father and say, I'd like to get into the National Guard. That's what I did. My cousin did that, too. Anyway, he's just like on and on. But the candidate he took seriously is like his favorite movie. Do you check that out?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just 2 days left to register.
Yep.
Do you want that guy anywhere near the Oval Office?
Every vote counts.
Yeah, I'd rather have Gus Hall in there.
Jeez, real Angela Davis.
Anyway, this is all very fascinating, but it's not. Let's play some records.
Yeah.
We've been threatening to do this hog set for weeks, and we never get around to it because you talk too much. So,
well, play it.
To the hog set.
I talk too much?
Yeah, blame it on you.
Well, I ain't gonna do no more, but I done now. Peter. Tennessee. All my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes. Oh, and listen. Help yourself, you. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I want to holler, but the town's too small. And listen. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lives down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, youngin'. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Oh, now play it good, now play it good. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Hamasin. Hamasin, young man. Hamasin. Hamasin.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep.
Down here with, serving it up greasy with our little pig set there. Andre Williams with Bacon Fat. Dale Hawkins with Little Pig. The Jaguars, Hog Wild. Benny Hess, Wild Hog Hop. And the Coasters with I'm a Hog for You. Yeah. Anyway, what's going on? Where are we? What are you doing, Denwa? I got this
still raining.
Den handed me this news story. Kids are just such little nasty animals today, aren't they? They got this three teens held in shooting of elderly man and his dog. This is out in Queens. Three teenagers, one of whom who had been befriended by this poor elderly old guy, were arrested today in his shooting. Stephen Jennings, 70, of where is this? Jamaica Estate, Queens. Stable condition last night after being shot twice. This guy, here's the three characters. Daniel Burke, 17, Louis Carindo, 19, and Eileen, boy, you can't even pronounce her last name, Connaughton, age 19. She's kind of cute in that squeaky from kind of psychopathic way.
Lisa,
that's it. What did I say? Eileen is, oh, okay, Eileen was this guy's daughter who went out with one of these guys.
Oh, okay. All right. So what happened?
What happened. Jennings, known by his neighbors as an animal lover who took care of stray or sick dogs, he ran out to look for his pet, and it turns out this guy, Daniel Burke, cops said Burke found a .22 caliber rifle a few minutes later and confronted the youths in the basement. Burke put the gun to his face and shot him twice. The old man still put up a struggle, so Burke pistol-whipped him until he collapsed. The three continued rifling through the house, left the old man for dead, stole his car, made sandwiches. Jennings, bleeding heavily but still conscious, called 911 and waited for cops, screaming, "I've been sandbagged." Anyway, they came and they arrested these little kids. And they say, the neighbor said, "Oh, he's a nice guy. He took care of all these little doggies who came up there with fractured paws and stuff." And these little brats shot them. That's because they can't smoke pot at Bon Jovi concerts. They're all nasty.
So they're out there huffing paint and glue and stuff?
Yeah, something. I don't know what these kids are doing.
They're
probably
doing
in the crack, I guess. That's the only drug you can get.
What makes you do that? Well, I mean, what?
I don't know. They're just nasty kids. They're
mean.
Yeah. Anyway, we got any more news or?
Go ahead.
I got some censorship news I just found out. apparently this woman, Barbara Woods, wrote this real trashy Hollywood-type wives novel, and to increase sales, she put an ad on the radio with a real breathy woman's voice kind of saying very, very seductive things, which they won't print here, and radio stations across the country are stopping the ad. And
the whole plot of the book is about a stud bordello wealthy women go and have their fantasies played out, and the right. Part of the ad is perhaps you want him blonde.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Gee.
I've never read one.
We better follow that one up with a record, folks. We've only got a few minutes left. What do we got queued up here? Slim Harpo. No. This is the. That's Slim.
My body's all bad. Yeah. Till you get to come. My body's all bad. Till you get to come. Give me some of the feeling I do when I'm banging to the stone. She loves the good chicken. She loves the good pie. She loves the good chicken. She loves the good pie. If you can't dance. Don't you know you're not
Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. Baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday, the beef stew, beans and rice day, chicken and dumpling, and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday, we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit, folks, Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit, because Mr. Brooks be going to eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. Big Bill down in the basement. Let me see here. I see that United Airlines.
Come on, baby.
Say,
please.
Say,
even don't try so hard to get along. From you, myself. Can you hear it coming from someone else? And if there's anything you wanna tell me, why don't you please come on, baby? Even if it hurts you, you'll
here at Hoopla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Hey, sweet thing, sweet thing,
kisses me and says everything's all right. Just a lyric floating out here. In the morning, again at noon and night. Then she kisses me and says everything's all right. Just a baby floating out the avenue. It makes me feel so good 'cause I know she's so fine too. Yeah. It makes me feel so good 'cause I know she's so fine too. It makes me feel so good 'cause I know she's so fine too.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
That's it. Yep. We got through. We broke in the new turntables. Baptism of fire there. Hank Ballard and Little Willie John with I Like to See My Baby. Cleveland Crochet with Sweet Thing. The Five Royales with Say It. The Midnights with Annie Cole the Humbug. And we opened up with Slim Harpo and Bobby Sox Blues. Kind of leering little song there. Denois, Polish Lightning.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Did a good job at the news desk today.
Thank you, Ham. Glad you appreciate it.
Well, other than that, it was a pretty lame show.
Well, you know, it's
Quad, Quad at the sports desk. Yeah, I heard it's snowing.
Quad at the sports desk, the cheerleader.
Quad, the cheerleader, editor. And Lori S. is up next.
Roscoe, of course.
Yeah, Roscoe, the vibe maker. Thank everybody, and we're back next week if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, and that's it.
Well, it's up your boots and we'll walk on down. If you will not stop shack on an edge town, there's an 8 feet time motor just won't quit. Keep a walking, do you see a blue light lit ball in there? And you'll dig some sight. Turn up the house of blue light. There's fires, broilers, a Detroit barbecued ribs, but the treat of the trade. It's going to serve you almost fine, 8 feet. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. Blue, ba 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 ba